dancing at Lunasa, et lux perpetua. The dead men rode north into the light. They followed the earth's cycle of lines and circles on its journey from Big Bang to Big Bang, from creation to apocalypse and back again. Such explosions, such implosions, as if God himself was a terrorist. It was the month of August, a month favourable to annihilation. Lu's month, Lunasa, the lunatic god of fire, the crazy god of dance. The dead men had come from Lu. They were Lu's men. They would go back to him when their fire was finished, when their ritual was accomplished. The dead men were ready for the festival of fire, like some sort of bright, divine frenzy. The dead men rode in stolen cars through the burning heart of August. They used mobile phones and secret code to talk of 1914 and Hiroshima, to recall the Holocaust. The town was not sleeping but shopping when the dead men parked on the edge of eternity. Above the roofs the ghosts had gathered, whirling, spinning in the dance. Soon the fire would be lit and glowing. Soon the dead men would advance. One step forwards, two steps back, a shock, a mock, what a crack. The main street was bleeding, the town was dying, too late now for your money back. The dead men don't give refunds. O Mother, O Jesus, O Heart of Madness, why have you made all this sadness? So many dead, so many to mourn, birth itself broken and torn. O silent Mother, O sacrifice, O Mother, O Jesus, O justice. The dead men journey with a hoard at their back, a hoard, ignorant of what death means, or knowing it only too well, like some sort of All-Ireland.